בכבוד. בכבוד.
With your permission. The Gemara tells us one of the opinions is to read Megillat Esther is not obligated, is not obligation to start from the beginning. From chapter 3 is also good. It's not a halacha, but chapter 3, this is really where the whole thing starts. So chapter 3 starts like this. אחר הדברים האלה, after those things, refers to the two of Ahasuerus' servants tried to kill him, and Mordechai found out and told Esther, and she told to the king in the name of Mordechai. The Megillah said they wrote it in a diary. After that, Gidal HaMelech Ahasuerus et Haman. Then Ahasuerus decided to give the highest position in Iran, in Paras, to Haman. So the Gemara says, what is the relationship between the statement that what happened before and now? It says, before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the medicine in order to heal us from the sickness. The sickness is the execution notices that Haman is going to write. In the meantime, we have in our pocket the medicine. What is the medicine? That Mordechai saved Ahasuerus, and now in the diary it says that Mordechai saved Ahasuerus, and wait to see how the medicine is going to work soon. So Megillah will try to tell you the story. So the story goes that Haman was in Iran, in Paras, on a mission from the Arabs in Eretz Israel, Machshimam. It's in the Tanakh. They sent Haman to Ahasuerus to stop the construction of Bet HaMikdash. And the Jews sent Mordechai from Yerushalayim to try to be in a position to Haman to convince Ahasuerus to reissue the permit. So Haman is here, and all of a sudden the Megillah says that Ahasuerus decided to give him the highest job in Paras. ויאסים את קיצור מעל כל השרים אשר איתו, קם זה גמרא and says את אחשוורוס in the parliament set underneath Haman. Simple explanation, the Gemara says that two people in the world were very rich, that no one ever come to them. But it's before Bill Gates, today we don't know. Korach and Haman. Haman was the richest person in the world by the Jews, by the Goyim, and Korach by the Jews. Very interesting. Those two exactly. How did Haman become so rich? Haman was a soldier in the army of Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimo. He destroyed Bet HaMikdash. And after the destruction of Bet HaMikdash, he came with wagons and horses and emptied the storage houses. The question is, what privilege he had and how come Nebuchadnezzar let him do it? The Gemara tells us Nebuchadnezzar took all the dishes of Bet HaMikdash, all the gold and the silver, sank them in the river, and nobody should find them. Big sheep boxes. And then Hashem revealed it to Koresh, and Koresh gave it back to the Jews for the second Bet HaMikdash. In the same time, Haman is loading the basements of Bet HaMikdash. He became the richest person in the world. And now Ahasuerus is going to give him the highest position. Simple explanation, because he's very rich. So the question is, so what if he's rich? Ahasuerus doesn't need his money. Ahasuerus is very, very rich. That's what the Megillah tells us in the beginning, chapter 1, the party that was going on forever in Ahasuerus' palace, in the yard, in the garden. So why did you give him the job? Why did you... For what? There's no information. But he was so smart. What is it? Nothing. Nevertheless, besides this, Ahasuerus ordered everybody to bow down to Haman. But why everybody has to bow down to Haman? Why Ahasuerus made it? Who is this guy?
The Tevet Esther is not a king. Why is Esther by this? Everybody has to bow down to him.
The Megillah tells us, Mordechai lo echav lo ishtachave. Every time Aman passed by, not only Mordechai doesn't budge, so the Gemara tells us a story that even though the Haman was very rich, but since he came to Iran, to Paras, to talk to Ahasuerus about stopping the construction, Ahasuerus was always doing wars, so he drafted Haman. He drafted Haman and Mordechai both. And he said they have to go far away to Asia. He's going to go far away to Asia for a war, to conquer states, land. The Gemara tells us that in one of the wars, Haman, we have no information why, finished all the food. And his soldiers came over to him and asked him, he was the officer, the sergeant, he says, where's the food? I said, we finished the food. He said, finish the food, they're going to kill you. So even though Mordechai was his opposition, he went to Mordechai in the war and he asked him, listen, Mordechai, can you do me a favor? My soldiers don't want to kill me. I'll pay you after the war. Give me some of the, you have extra food, give it to me. I'll go back to Paras. I have enough money, I'll give it to you. Mordechai said, I don't need money. So I'm not giving you. So Haman said, they're going to kill me. So Mordechai said, you know what? Here's a piece of paper, I'll write something, you sign it. So Mordechai wrote, I'm Haman ben Amdata, I'm going to be a slave to Mordechai. And he signed the paper. So Mordechai has the paper in his pocket. Now Haman is the highest rank in Iran. Everybody bowed down to him. So when he passes next to Mordechai, Mordechai not only doesn't budge, says the Gemara, Mordechai had this piece of paper, he stuck it to his foot. He rolls up his pants, and every time Haman comes, he moves his foot, he said, look, you're my slave. I said, listen, Mordechai, what are you trying to say? He's a slave. He's the highest guy in Paras right now. So, what do you think? Ahasuerus gonna tell Haman to go and help you in the house? What do you mean? Why are you showing him? It's nothing. This paper doesn't have any value. It has value. You know, if Haman will not be in the government, if not everybody will bow down to him, so maybe. It's a joke. It's a joke. Can you imagine Bill Gates? So somebody, you know, he had to go someplace, he had no food, somebody said, Bill, sign a piece of paper, you're my slave. You come back to America, you go to the court, they laugh at you. So what do you mean? Haman is the greatest person in Paras. So Mordechai shows him every time, hey, you're my slave. What is it? Haman is furious. I said, why are you furious? The man is not an idiot. He's the head of the government. So, a Jew, no. Fanatic Jew, what does he do? Don't get up for me. Okay, so I'm a slave. Okay, so take me to court. So. Why are you getting so upset? It's a joke. Not only that, the Megillah says, Vayivis benav nishlachat b'Mordechai levado. Kigidu latam Mordechai. The Haman said, you know what? Mordechai doesn't bow down to me. So I have to kill all the Jews. He says, why do you have to kill all the Jews? Everybody bow down to you. So Kigidu latam Mordechai. They told him, Mordechai is Jewish. Mordechai is Jewish? Well, he doesn't know Mordechai is Jewish. Mordechai came and was in the war with him. Mordechai also represent the Jewish nation in Eretz Israel that they want to continue the construction. Haman is against. The Megillah says they told Haman that Mordechai come from a Jewish nation and therefore he wants to kill all the Jews. What do you mean kill all the Jews? Everybody bow down to you. Mordechai doesn't bow to you. The man is crazy. This is anti-Semitism. I mean, anti-Semitism has to have something. But Baruch Hashem, all the Jews bow down to you. What do you want from them? He wants to kill them. It needs to be explained. So, the Megillah will tell you, he goes to Ahasuerus, he convinces Ahasuerus, execution notices, kill all the Jews. Kill all the Jews. Mordechai found out, the Jews fasting. I said, Esther, you got to go to Ahasuerus, ask him, should they have mercy on the Jews? Okay. In the meantime, the Megillah says, while they're fasting, בלילה הוא נולדה שנת המלך. So it's the night of Pesach. Hashem cannot fall asleep. So Gemara says he has a dream. In the dream he sees Haman wants to kill him. He gets up and he calls his secretary. Says, listen, I think, you know, if somebody wants to kill me and nobody notified me, it's probably I owe somebody a favor. Can you take the diary out? So the Megillah said, they took the diary out. They're reading it. They come to the page that Mordechai saved Ahasuerus. The secretary was Haman's son. His name was Shamshi. So he turned the page. He doesn't want to read it. Because Ahasuerus said, listen, maybe I owe somebody a favor. Maybe that's why I had this bit. Maybe this Haman wants to kill me. Nobody told me that Haman wants to kill me. Maybe I owe somebody a favor. So, the Gemara says that an angel read it. So what happened? It says one time, Bigtan Vatirash, two servants of Ahasuerus tried to kill him, and Mordechai found out, he told Esther, and Ahasuerus was saved. So Ahasuerus jumped, said, see? He asked, so the Megillah says, Ahasuerus asked his servants, did we do anything to Ahasuerus? Does it say in the diary we paid him? He said, nothing. Lo nasai modabar, nothing was paid. So the Megillah continues, at the same moment, Haman comes, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he comes to the palace. Ahasuerus never slept, must be. And he's here to ask Ahasuerus permission to hang Mordechai on a tree. So the Megillah says, Haman asked the servants, who? I hear somebody is in the front door. He said, Haman is there. Okay, Haman is there. So let him come. Wherever Haman, he comes. Ahasuerus said, listen, I want to ask you a question. He said, yeah, Your Honor, what's the question? See, I owe somebody a favor. What do you think is the best thing to give him? So Haman thinks in his heart, says the Megillah, that Ahasuerus means him. Why do you think like this? Anyway, Haman doesn't say anything. He doesn't say me. He said like this, listen, if you want my opinion, that's my opinion. Dress the person with the clothing of the king, put him on the horse, on the king's horse, put the crown on him, and walk with him in Main Street in Shushan and announce, this is the person that the king wants to honor. Haman never says this about him, nothing. So Ahasuerus asked him a question, he answered. Can be anybody, random person, you know, that the millions of people with Ahasuerus world. Ahasuerus tells Haman, you know what? You go right now to Mordechai. He said, excuse me, Ahasuerus, what did I do? What did I do? I don't understand what you want from my life. I'm the Prime Minister of Paris. A minute ago, everything was fine. Now I came to ask a permission to hang Mordechai. So you ask me a simple question, I answer you. I think that's the highest thing. Because you don't know what I think in my heart, at me. I never say it's me. What do you want for my life? He says, go run right away. Mordechai, you did, you do it for him. Okay. The question is like this. Listen, Ahasuerus, with all the respect, this is a very stupid thing. It sounds like Purim, like Halloween, you know. Very stupid. So what? If you drive an Air Force One, you become a President of the United States? So what if you wear the same suit, Trump? So what? So what? You Trump? Everybody knows. It's Purim. The parade is over. Macy's parade is over in 3 hours, and the whole thing is over. That's the most stupid thing in the world, to ask such a thing. You look stupid. You dress like a king. You know, if you're not dressed like a king, and you just ride on Main Street on the horse, and they say, everybody clap, okay. Anyway, everybody already bowed down to you. Everybody in the whole country, all around the world, they bowed down to Haman. You're the head of Iran. What is going to make for you that you told Ahasuerus that you're going to be on the horse wearing his clothing? You have more kabod with this. There's less kabod. Everybody says, the man is stupid. The man is stupid. That's what he asked. Ahasuerus wants to reward you, to give you something. He thinks it's him, right? So that's what you ask. It's nothing that you're missing. Finish. You have everything. You're the richest person in the world. You're the head of the world. Everybody bow down to you. So what do you mean with the host? Besides this, the question is, okay, Ahasuerus, listen, this was Haman's opinion, okay? But how do you know Mordechai likes it? You want to pay Mordechai, okay? Let's say Haman said he wants to have pizza. Mordechai said, listen, I can't have pizza, my blood pressure goes up.
So it tells Haman, go give him pizza. And he says, ask Mordechai if he wants pizza. You want to reward Mordechai or no one, Haman? So go quickly to Mordechai. Dress him like a king, put him on the horse, and walk in front of him. Listen, Achashverosh, you want to reward Mordechai? Ask Mordechai, do you like this? Mordechai said, you stupid. I want this. This is stupidity. So he forces Mordechai to get into the clothing, put him on the horse, and this is the reward. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what? That's the punchline now. Now the thing is finished. What's finished? Gemara says, look, remember I told you? After Mordechai told Esther that Victor Materesh, the two servants, went to kill Achashverosh, they wrote it in the diary, and then the next sentence it says, afterwards, Achashverosh hired Haman, elevated him to be the top guy, and said, you see that? Haman is coming. Execution notices. The medicine execution notices is the diary. Diary is nothing. The diary is nothing. After that parade, nothing happened. After that parade, Mordechai went back to sit down at the gate, and the execution notices outside. Nothing was cancelled. Wait! It's going to be in 70 days you'll be cancelled, the execution notices. Achashverosh owes a favor to Mordechai. Okay, so it was on the horse. But nothing changed. The Gemara says everything changed now. Finished. The whole thing is over. It's not over. It's over. Continues the Megillah. Continues the Megillah. After that parade, they came to ask Haman. Esther is making a party. Esther is making a party. Come to the party. So he comes with the limousine to the party, even though he led Mordechai, nothing happened. He comes to the party. He comes to the party. So Achashverosh asks Esther, what do you want in the party? So Esther said, this is the second party. The first party is the same thing. Esther said, I want to tell you something. He said, yeah, what do you want to tell me? He says, listen, somebody is trying to kill me and my nation. So Achashverosh said, who? Since I'm a Jew. Oh. So she said, who is the guy? Like, what are you pretending? What do you mean, who? You signed execution notices. So the Gemara says she wanted to point at Achashverosh, yo. And the angel came and moved her hand, and I said she pointed at Haman. Achashverosh said, Haman! Wow! What do you mean, wow? You discussed it with him. It says in the Megillah, you discussed it with him. Why were you so surprised? Maybe he's surprised because Esther is a Jew. Maybe. So the Megillah says that Achashverosh is very furious. He goes down to the garden. In the garden, he sees gardeners chopping his trees. He asks the gardeners, who told you to chop my trees? He said, Haman. So he's more furious. Haman told you to chop my trees in my garden. The Gemara says, who are the gardeners? Angels from Shammai. So the whole thing is fiction. The whole thing is a joke. Then he comes back to the palace. An angel comes back with him and pushes Haman on top of Esther. So Achashverosh says, what? In my house? On top of my wife? Hang him! The whole thing is fiction. The whole thing is fiction. So, what did Hashem do? For what? Nothing happened. Here comes Megillah and says, oh, now Haman was hung. Again, nothing. It's still the same thing. Execution notices outside. And 70 days later, only then Achashverosh agreed to cancel the execution notices and to say, forget about it. That's the story in the Megillah. It says, what's behind it? Come to Gemara, come to Torah, tell us the story. Look what happened. It says, the night of Pesach, Yitzchak called up Esav. He says, I want to give you a bracha. I'm going to give him a bracha. He says, go hunt something, give me to it. In the meantime, Rivka heard it. She told Jacob, you go and you get me two goats, slaughter it, and we prepare the food for your father and give you the bracha. Jacob goes in, Yitzchak gives him the bracha. it doesn't mean the bracha. Everybody can be your slave. Yaakov goes outside. Esav comes inside. Esav comes inside, and he asks, Yitzchak, would you like to eat? He says, I ate already. Somebody came. Esav started to carry on and cry and scream. Who came over here? So Yitzchak said, your brother came. So Esav said, you know what? This is the second time he does it to me. Yitzchak said, what do you mean? He says, you know what? I'm 63 years old now. When I was 15, Avraham Avinu died. And I came home and I was very hungry. And Yaakov cooked lentils. And I asked Yaakov for soup. And Yaakov said, soup? To go? He said, no, here. Open up your mouth. He poured the soup. Pour the soup. He says, how much you want? He says, just, I want you to say that you're going to sell me the firstborn. Esau was born first. Yaakov said, I want to buy it. And Esau sold it. He sold it. So Esau tells Yitzchak, look, it's the second time he does it to me. For a soup, he made me sign this. Now, he cheated you, and he got the bracha from you. So Gemara said, Yitzchak said, So it means, when you were 15 years old, you sold him the firstborn. It means he is the bechor, right? So I did the right thing. So I blessed the first one. This is the night of Pesach. Come with your man and says, look, you would like to know why did Yaakov decide to buy that firstborn? The man says, you know, look, Yaakov in his head only one hand, one thing in his head, one track mind. Better Midrash he wants. Since the Gemara says Yaakov looked at Esav, he says, this is the firstborn, so he's going to be the Kohen Gadol? Forget about it. How can this wicked man be Kohen Gadol? Therefore, this is the night that Avraham Avinu died. That night, Esav came home, so Yaakov said, you want a soup? I want to be the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Esav said, who needs it? I don't want it. I'm going to die because of it. I don't want to be Kohen Gadol. I don't want to be Kohen. Forget about it. Then the Gemara continues that when Esau was 63 years old, then Yitzchak asked him, go hand something for me, I'm going to give you a blessing. So the blessing is valid because Esau told Yitzchak, you know, my brother tricked me the second time now. Yitzchak says, when is the first time? He says, when I was 15, he tricked me. I sold him. Yitzchak said, So now the bracha is valid. Because he's the older one. I called you to give you a bracha because I thought you're the older one. Now you tell me you sold it to Yaakov. Yaakov is the older one. So he got a bracha. So the whole bracha that Yaakov got from Yitzchak was the Jewish success. It's because Yaakov bought the Bechorah from Esav. Why? Because Beit HaMikdash. So the whole idea is Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, the Megillah will tell you the real story over here. It's not that Haman wants this. No. The Gemara says like this. There's certain information. The Achashverosh, when he became a king, and then when he started the party in the third year, so the Gemara says, one of the opinions, that the Achashverosh made a party because he finished a chair, an imitation to the chair of Shlomo. So the Gemara has a list. The Shlomo's chair was taken by his so-called father-in-law, Shishak, in Egypt, and then was taken back. And then Yimach Shimon the Nebuchadnezzar took the chair from Beit HaMikdash, and then he went to Paras, and then on transit got broken. Now it's in Shushan. So Achashverosh wanted to fix it, sit on it, he couldn't. So he called engineers from Egypt, and they made imitation of the chair. Now it's on the chair. Okay. What is the big deal about the chair? Well, it's not. The Gemara said, no. Look. Achashverosh at the party, the Gemara says, was wearing clothing of Kohen Gadol. As well, Vashti. What is the joke? So Gemara says, no, look. Achashverosh calculated, he said, listen, he knew the prophecy of Yirmiyahu Navi, And Yirmiyahu said, after 70 years, Hashem said the Jews will go back to Eretz Yisrael. It's in the text. And 70 years, according to him, passed already. He says, you know what? I'm the Kohen Gadol. You see, this is the chair of Shlomo. And this, I'm going to have her here, Bet HaMikdash right here. Here, I dressed up the Kohen Gadol. And my wife, Reform Rabbi, she also has the same thing. Kohen Gadol. That was the whole idea, says the Gemara, of Hashverosh. Not only that, he said, Tazor HaMalchut Le'elam. The Gemara says, look, we come from the third child of Shem, Arpachshad. Arpachshad was great grandfather of Abraham. But the oldest son of Shem, son of Noach, was Elam. So why we have the privilege to have everything is because of Abraham Avinu. He says, listen, but if you don't behave like Abraham Avinu, look, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because you sinned, you did bad things. So therefore, forget about us, it goes back to Elam. The Gemara says, no, wait, hold it. It goes back to Esav, because the Gemara says, it says in the Torah, that Yitzchak told Esav, after Esav cried and cried and cried, so you want to know something? I'll tell you something. I already made you a slave to Yaakov, but I'll give you an exit. In case Yaakov's children don't behave, then you're going to be on holes, and they're going to be your slaves. Don't worry about Esav. So Esav is at the corner waiting for us to do something bad. Here, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. He says, now Esav's coming. He says, Dari, look, Haman is the reincarnation of Esav and Mordechai is the reincarnation of Yaakov. Now look what's going to be. I said, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Haman has the privilege. He comes with wagon and horses and he can loot the whole fortune of the basement in Beit HaMikdash. Nobody says anything. You know why? Because Yitzchak said it. Because it's from Shemayim. Because Yitzchak said to Yaakov, you're going to be on top of the world, and everybody's going to be your slaves, but in one condition, he told Esav, if they keep the Torah. But Yaakov said, they don't keep the Torah, you're on the horse. Here, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the sins. He says, no Beit HaMikdash. No Beit HaMikdash. Haman, Esav is on the horse. He's going to be the richest person in the world. How come? What happened to him? Yitzchak said it. Yitzchak said it on the night of Pesach. Therefore, the Megillah will tell you like this. Look, out of nowhere, Achashverosh appointed Haman to be the head of the whole regime of Paras and Madai. He says, why? Because he's rich? Achashverosh doesn't need his money. No, not because of it. Because he's so wealthy that shows that he is instead of Mordechai, instead of Am Yisrael. But Achashverosh himself, he wants to be the Kohen Gadol too. But he doesn't know anything. He says, Haman, okay, so Haman is against the Jews, but I have the Kohen Gadol. I wore the clothing. I have all the dishes of the Mikdash. And I have the Shir of Shlomo. I am the one. Okay? Because I will tell you, and Mordechai doesn't budge. He says, what happened, Mordechai? How come you don't budge? I said, I'm a Jew. Okay, fine. I said, in the meantime, the Gemara says, every time Haman passed by, Mordechai rolled up his pants and shows Haman, see, remember, you were on the war, and you sign a piece of paper, you must live. He says, Mordechai, why did you ask him? He says, why did I ask you? Yitzchak said it. Yitzchak said, you should be my slave. Yitzchak said it. Haman is furious, says the Gemara, because he sees. What do you mean he sees? He says, he knows the truth. He is supposed to be the slave of Mordechai. Why are we supposed to be the slave of Mordechai? Because Yitzchak said. He says, Mordechai keeps the mitzvot. Mordechai doesn't bow down. Mordechai keeps on the halachot. He says, Mordechai is on the horse. Mordechai is on the head. It means Haman is a slave. Therefore, Haman was furious. Yes, it's a joke. Of course it's a joke. But the truth of the matter, in depth, that's over here the war between Haman and Mordechai. Between Yaakov and Esau. It says, Mordechai says to Haman, you my slave, because who said it? Papa Yitzchak said it. Papa Yitzchak said it. Haman is furious. It says, the Megillah, Haman decided to kill all the Jews. What do you mean kill all the Jews? Because, forget about Mordechai. If not Mordechai, it'd be another Jew Kohen Gadol. Yitzchak said, anybody from the descendants of Yaakov, he will be the head of the world. And says, Haman said, forget about it. I have to kill all the Jews. Not because Mordechai does not bow to me. Mordechai doesn't bow to me, but it means there's a hope. There's a hope what? The Jews will go back to be on the top, and I'll be on the bottom. I can't do it. I cannot do it. So therefore, he goes to Hashem and says, let's kill the Jews. Hashem said, okay, let's kill the Jews. comes to Megillah Luke. Megillah says Luke. The night of Pesach. That's the same night Yitzchak gave the bracha. It's the same night Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov and told Esav, listen, that night, if they don't keep, you're going to be on horse. That night, Achashverosh cannot fall asleep. Can't fall asleep. He calls up the diary. Calls up the diary. They read in the diary. Says Mordechai did something. Haman comes down. Why do you come? And says I have to get rid of Mordechai. Why? Because Yitzchak said. Look, the Mikdash was destroyed. The Jews don't keep Shabbat. The Jews got assimilated. Got married to all the Arabs in Babel. They don't keep the mitzvot. It says, look at the mitzvot. I'm on the horse. Look, I got all the money from Beit HaMikdash. I'm the chosen one now. So he comes over there. So he comes down in the middle of the night. This is the night Yitzchak said it. He says, the night Yitzchak said, he comes to Achashverosh and says, I want to hang Mordechai. He goes in. Somebody tells Achashverosh. Achashverosh asks, who is in the yard? He says, Haman. Haman, come inside. He says, the Gemara, look. Achashverosh asks Haman, I owe somebody a favor. What do you think I should do for that guy? Haman thinks it's him. He tells Achashverosh, you know what? That person should wear the clothing that you wore when you became president in Washington. So what clothing was it? The Kohen Gadol. That's what he said. Because he wants to be. Because he sold, so-called, the firstborn to Yaakov. What do you mean? Why did I sell it? Because he said, I don't want to work in Beit HaMikdash. Okay. But it's only one condition. If Yaakov is going to behave. But Yaakov doesn't behave. Look, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So, I want it. So he tells Achashverosh, listen, the highest thing to give somebody is to wear the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. I says, by the way, I don't say me, I don't tell you. I just tell you one thing, listen. That's the highest thing you can get to somebody. Put him on the horse of the king and tell him, this is the one the king wants to admire. The highest thing in the world. But he should wear the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. It means he is like Yaakov Avinu. He is the top of the world. I mean, that's Yitzchak gave this bracha to this guy. But he means him. Why it means him? Because Yitzchak said, if not Yaakov, it's you. You, Mr. Esav Haman. So he thinks, Achashverosh gets it right away. Yes, that's what the dream was. Haman wants to kill me. Because actually, I wore the Kohen Gadol. Because I'm supposed to be the one. He wants to be the one. Therefore, Achashverosh is very furious. He says, you know what? Put it on Mordechai. What do you mean put it on Mordechai? What Mordechai? You don't understand. If it's not you, Yitzchak said it's him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in Achashverosh's head. And says, go get on. And when he comes to Mordechai, and Mordechai says, oh, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Mabruk, Chazak Baruch. I understand. Perfect. What does it mean, perfect? Yitzchak gave me the bracha. It's not me, I don't need it. But it means a sign from Hashem that we can have Beit HaMikdash. And actually, the Gemara says, when Esther comes to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh says, what do you want? Achashverosh says, listen, I give you anything you want. He doesn't know she's Jewish. Besides Beit HaMikdash. He says, excuse me? Who's talking about Beit HaMikdash? She asked you. She said, I want from you something. Achashverosh said, anything you want besides Beit HaMikdash. What is? Beit HaMikdash is so important. See, I wore the clothing of the Kohen Gadol in the party when I made the chair of Shlomo imitation. I had the dishes of Beit HaMikdash. I was wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. What do you think it is for? I said, because I want to be the top of the world. Shlomo Melech, I want to be Shlomo. Hello, Shlomo ruled, the Gemara says, ruled the whole downstairs and upstairs. The Gemara says, Shlomo ruled the Shirim upstairs as well. Angels Shlomo ruled. He says, I'm Shlomo. Here's a chair imitation. I got the dishes. I'm the wealthiest king that was. I'm the Kohen Gadol. In the meantime, in my dream, I see Haman wants to be the Kohen Gadol. That's why I says, what happened? Look, the angels are going to come, and they're going to cut trees, and they're just going to push, an angel will push Haman on top of Esther. He says, why? Because that's what Yitzchak said. You are the slave of Mordechai. And actually, the Gemara says that after Haman was hung, Achashverosh took all his wealth and gave it to Mordechai. Mordechai needs it. No, you don't understand. That's what Yitzchak said. Yitzchak said, you rob Beit HaMikdash because at that time,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Am Yisrael, so Yitzchak's blessing is valid. That if you don't behave, Esav is on the top. Now, since the Jewish people fasted 3 days, and they made Teshuvah, you're on the top. So, the Megillah says, the whole wealth of Haman, that really originally was in Beit HaMikdash, came back now to Mordechai. Comes the Gemara, look how fast the Gemara says. The Gemara says, when Haman comes to Mordechai with the clothing, so Haman asks Mordechai, what do you do right now? The Gemara says, Mordechai taught the children about the Omer. Omer, says the Gemara, that Haman told Mordechai, see, that thing, Omer, that you just told them, won me. What does it mean? It means one-track mind. It means if you have Beit HaMikdash in your head, you always win. I says, why did you teach them? What did you teach children right now? It's true. The next day is supposed to be Omer Beit HaMikdash. It's true. But the whole war here between Haman and Mordechai, the execution of Jesus is Esav and Yaakov. And so what's the problem? Where is Beit HaMikdash going to be? Haman wants to have Beit HaMikdash in his territory. Achashverosh was in his territory. Mordechai comes down, he wants back in Yerushalayim. I says, the whole Megillah says, listen, the Yeshua, the medicine of Am Yisrael, is Mordechai on the horse. It's not true. Execution notices are still valid. It's not important. The war is not here, death or life. The war is, yes, Beit HaMikdash or Beit HaMikdash. Comes the Mishnah and says, look, if you want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy? The Mishnah said, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yom Chatunato ze Matan Torah, Yom Simchat Libo ze Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy with Beit HaMikdash, this house. And Mordechai, all his life, only wants to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Amalek so much, because he destroyed Beit HaMikdash, because he destroyed my happiness. Comes Mordechai and Megillah says, look, especially Mitzrayim Purim. He says, Tzudat Purim. Comes the Gemara and says, Chayav Inish Levesume. It's a special obligation of Purim to drink wine. Not any other beverages. Not any alcoholic. Wine. He says, why? Mordechai. Of course, the Gemara says, well, you know, the whole Megillah runs on wine. Wine. Mishteh HaShverosh. Mishteh. He said, look. The night that Yitzchak decided to give the bracha to Yaakov Avinu, and the same night, Yitzchak told Esav, if you're not going to behave, it's going to go to Esav, to Haman. That says, Yaakov brought meat to Yitzchak to eat. A feast, Seuda. And in Seuda, Vayaveh lo yayin vayesht. So if you know the Ta'amim, under the Vayaveh lo, it's mecha kfula. It's double. He gave him double wine. I don't mind. So he says, Gemara, look. Shnichnas Adam Avim B'Simcha, Rashi says, Masechet Yomim B'Pei Pesach, Purim B'Pesach. Purim, says, Ari, Yom Kippur is like Purim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. So Yom Kippur is like Purim? What does it mean? Ari says, look, I'll explain to you. What Yom Kippur is all about? Yom Kippur all about is that the person comes in front of Hashem and says, I'm sorry. Says, Ari, look. You know what the problem is? The problem is you don't know what the sin does. What the sin does, what the sins did, destroy the happiness of Hashem. Purim is here that we won because Mordechai was only here to make Hashem happy. He is here to ask Achashverosh to reissue the permit to rebuild Beit HaMikdash because that's going to make Hashem happy. This is the Gemara, says the Mishnah says. So the sins of a person, said Ari, is not the sin that somebody did a sin. It is by the sin what you're causing that you're not going to have Beit HaMikdash in your time. Says the Gemara, in every generation Beit HaMikdash was not built, it means your responsibility. What do you mean? What did I do? I didn't do nothing. No, you don't understand. Beit HaMikdash says Rashi, it was what's supposed to come from Shamayim. We should never build it. It's ready in Shamayim. It says, you know why it doesn't come? Because of the sins. Says Ari, Yom Kippurim is like Purim. So what do you mean? It says Yom Kippurim, ask Hashem in Mechila. It says Mechila for what? Mechila for the sin? No, the sin is just the diving board. The actual problem of the sins is the Beit HaMikdash doesn't come down. I says the whole Purim is only Beit HaMikdash. Mordechai said, listen, the whole thing is Beit HaMikdash. I says, how do you know it?
I tell you, I know it. I says, what happened? What happened? It's the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach. What happened? Yitzchak gave a bracha to Yaakov and not to Esav. He says, why he gave the bracha to Yaakov? He says, because he tells Hama, he tells Esav, because Yaakov bought the firstborn from you. He says, why did Yaakov bought the firstborn from you? He says, Yaakov bought it because he was in Bet HaMikdash. So the whole bracha, all the success of the Jewish nation all the years is because of Bet HaMikdash. That's the whole Purim. Is not execution, yes or no. He says, yes, Bet HaMikdash, no Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, the Yeshua came and Mordechai is on the horse. Why? Because he's wearing the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. And everybody says, that's the one, that's the one. Says, what do you mean? He's back on the horse. It means, the Gemara says, Haman came, and Mordechai tells him, yes, what's about? Haman says, please get dressed. He says, I'm dressed. He says, no. I have a command from Achashverosh, you should wear the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol. Mordechai said, really? So, he said, Mordechai said, listen, I didn't shave, I didn't take a haircut, I'm in Ta'anit now, I was sweating, I need to take a shower, I need to take a haircut. Someone said, haircut? I'm not Bukharian, my haircut. So, Mordechai tells someone, I think, I remember you used to be a barber, before you became rich. So, Haman said, you're right. Haman, by the way, now is 95. So, he said, you know what? So why don't you give me a haircut? Because you're supposed to be my slave. Because Yitzchak said it. Please come to meet me to the mikveh, carry my bags. This is me talking about the highest officer, the highest person in Iran. In Paras, he's going to be the slave of Mordechai now. He's going to give him a haircut. He's going to take him to the mikveh. And then, they come back from the mikveh, Aman tells him, go on top of the horse. Mordechai said, how can I jump on the horse? What do you think I'm going to jump? I'm in Tani. Someone says, how are you going to go on the horse? I tell you, so Mordechai says, you know what? You lie down, make yourself like a dog, and I'll climb on you. I said, what, is it a joke or something? No, that's what Yitzchak said. Yitzchak said, you're supposed to be my slave. You remember this piece of paper? Here's a piece of paper. Here's on my foot. That's why I bought you to be my slave at the war. Not because I want to be a slave, because that means to fulfill the blessing of Yitzchak. So the whole Megillah runs on that blessing. You are a slave or not a slave. But slave or not a slave is going to be valid just because of Bet HaMikdash. And Mordechai came, listen, Purim, this is that Purim. There's no excuse, the Gemara says that Purim. It's not, you must have it. He said, no, man, you have to have meat. Why do you have to have meat? Why have to have meat? Because Yaakov gave meat to Yitzchak to get his bracha, that essentially that's why Mordechai won. Yaakov brought Yitzchak wine. He gave him double wine. He says, Rashi, one wine is for Purim, one is for Pesach. Rabbah Kusot, it says, because of the wine. It means wine makes the person's heart happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with Bet HaMikdash. Yoni, Samach Levanosh. So the Gemara says, that's the whole purpose of Purim. It's not, you got drunk, you didn't get drunk. It says, in Purim you have to have in mind Bet HaMikdash. And it says, Yom Kippur is lower than Purim. Because Purim, you reach the level that you know what the sins did. What the sin, a sin does, it says, I want Bet HaMikdash. Rabbi Menon. I'm not